going.
My argument that the five shutouts at the end of a football season is bigger than that, as you can't tell me who broke the streak without looking it up.
No, I can't. 12 consecutive NCAA indoor track championships, the longest string of national titles by any school in any sport in collegiate history.
When UCLA lost their streak, they lost it both times to Notre Dame, didn't they? Their 88-game win streak.
Houston?
I thought Houston broke.
Notre Dame broke one of them, I know.
I thought Houston broke that streak in that
in the Astrodome.
I think
they did. And then UCLA came back and beat them at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, too, the other point Tommy brought up,
and
the other
when
streak.
When you look at football streaks, when you go back and you look at Oklahoma's, what did
47,
win?
47, I think.
Yeah.
Well, Northwestern had that.
And Notre Dame did do that one.
And Northwestern had that losing streak, right? Yeah. Or are they still the one that had the
20 or 30 games? Yeah, we played them when they were,
It's easier to lose 40 in a row than it is to win 40 in a row.
47.
Yep.
I hate to be number 48, the one that got beat, though. God.
By the way, speaking of, we talk about the arrest, too. I told you I thought so. Another program this week. West Virginia had two of their starters arrested on shoplifting this past Tuesday. It goes on to say, don't panic. And they talk about recent arrests at TCU, Sammy Watkins at Clemson, Tulane. And it just goes on. So it's probably happening everywhere, I know. But since March, that's a pretty high number.
If you have 120 kids, 19, 20, 21-year-old kids, X number, whether they're football players or college students, they're going to screw it up. They are. There's a certain number.
I don't remember this.
That's justified.
There comes with that, I think, though, Harry, you're on a higher level when you're in college, whether you like it or not, and to do something, I hate to say it, they were dumb.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. If I don't know, I've asked before the show started if that's a felony or not, and I'm not sure.
Yeah, is that if you steal?
I thought it was 5,000. I thought that was a break.
I don't know if it's an amount.
But I thought it was amount.
But I thought it was a grand.
What about the kid that got in trouble in the Vanderbilt game and then gets into trouble again? The guy that they had to drag off.
Marquell.
Yeah, that's the guy that ran over the punt returner.
Right. And then Smart talked to him.
Yeah.
I think if you're going to get rid of the coach, you had to get rid of the coach. I understand that. But he did nothing illegal that we know of. He broke no laws. These guys are breaking laws.
Well, they already got the offensive tackle practice back during the spring.
Yeah.
Remember all the
remember.
Yeah. I mean, this Jason.
And that was Petrino, Peacock.
Put
him back out.
Harry, did you not just say you're off the team for a year?
I say you're off. If you're convicted of this, if it's a felony, then there's no question.
But I mean,
there ain't no coming
and
back.
This is, I mean, this is something that changes these guys, could potentially change these guys' lives forever.
So
and the other guy's a starter.
Without any second chance.
He's going to be a big contributor. Had a kickoff return for a touchdown last year. Just like, what are you guys thinking? Can you not make it a year without having to steal something?
Because it was easy. Easy money.
Oh, my God.
I think the first timers you look at case by case, but the Wade kid, I think that's his name.
Yeah, I think
you got to say goodbye.
Or Humphrey. I think maybe Humphrey's the one who got in trouble last year.
About Vanderbilt?
Yeah.
I thought it was Wade.
Was it Wade?
The bonehead thing is taking the stuff that you've stolen to someplace right there.
You take them
to another city. You take them
to
fence them.
Excuse me?
Great.
Sound a little too comfortable with this.
Well, I'm a little experienced.
All right, let's go to work here. Let's put Mr. King to work. Frank Fletcher's favorite.
Yeah, I know.
He loves this song, chances are. I don't really like that when you do it with Harry. Could come up with another song? Not really.
Chances are.
All right, let's go to baseball.
Baseball.
Well, we can talk about Josh Hamilton till the cows come home, but I want to talk about Razorback baseball. Started the season at number 3.
Yep.
They're now 13-14 in conference, 35-17 all overall. What happened? What happened? What the hell happened? Have you written them off?
No, not really.
Scale of 1 to 10, your interest.
4, 5.
RJ?
My scale of interest is a 9.
Wow.
And, I mean, it's baseball. I love baseball. But I'd say I'm not going to write them off. They've got Tennessee coming up.
The worst team in the SEC.
Yeah.
And they play at your field this week, don't they?
Yeah, they play Louisiana Tech on Tuesday night.
They say if they don't win 2 or 3 from Tennessee, they may not even go to the tournament.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they'll go to the tournament.
Their RPI is high and all that.
The thing about it is
they might not host the game.
Yeah.
They got it. If they swept Tennessee, who knows? They get to, they might.
What's the chances are, though?
Chances are the what?
Is there a chances are on this one? I mean, I haven't written them
off. Chances are, used to be where they go to the College World Series. I say the chances are they advance to the second round.
I'm going to say probably 20%.
My interest peaked just a little bit after reading Van Horn's comments, where in layman terms he goes, "These guys are sucking right now."
It's baseball. It's a long season. All you got to do is get on the right track. I mean, they've lost a lot of one-run games. I wouldn't write them off. No,
I've written them off.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's not looking good. They could get hot, but I'd say it's not looking real good for them right
Who's
now.
Who's the guys that they lost from last year that we just kept following? I can't even remember.
Well, they lost McCann, their catcher. I mean, he was a big part of that team.
Who was the bat? They had a bat.
He was one of them. You're thinking 2 years ago.
Their pitching hadn't been what they thought it would be.
Yeah.
You know, they thought the pitching would carry him, and it hasn't.
All right, six arrested in the past 8 weeks. The three suspended Hogs should, in capital letters, be sent packing. And you're coming down that if it's a felony, they go.
Yeah, if it's a felony, there's no question in my mind. Other than that, I don't know. Do you give them a second chance? You know, Houston caught all kinds of heck for giving guys second chances.
Yep.
I don't know. On this deal, you know, one of them is one count, and the other two are nine counts.
Yeah.
That's a little more participation. I'd be inclined to send them packing. If in fact they're guilty, I mean, they're entitled to a trial.
I think you got to look at the Petrino thing. The world of college football looks at Arkansas now as this beacon of they're doing things right, except if the players are good players, then we'll keep them.
That attitude. Mm.
They stole $4,817 worth of laptops, cash, DVDs, and textbooks.
Yeah.
I say get rid of them.
I say that, or they got to memorize everything in the textbooks and do a report on them. They'll never be able to do that.
They make them pay a price where there's a price.
So you don't
to
think
pay.
They should be packing?
I think the Vanderbilt kid might be worthwhile because he's already had one very visual deal embarrassment for the
might
university.
Be worthwhile. What do you mean?
Send packing?
No, to keep, but to really make him miss half the season.
Well, that's the deal because he's good.
No,
because
the one Vanderbilt.
You can't have a double standard now.
That's what
good,
we have.
Yeah.
No, what are you talking about? What's the double standard?
I mean, you're saying to keep that one. Keep them because they're good.
No, I said get rid of the one who's already embarrassed you once. Who's already done something that's embarrassment of the program once.
And you know, one of the perceptions is going to be is when Smith does do something, then how would Petrino have handled it? There's going to be would he have been tougher? Would he mean? I don't know.
Comes with the turf.
But Houston did give a lot of second chances.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
The thing about this wasn't a one-time thing. They've been doing this since May 1st. There were 10 reports of stolen property.
That's really nice, isn't it?
Well, and that could add to the have to make the decision.
That could be on a streak, a longer streak without getting caught.
You're going through the dorm looking for open doors. Come on.
It's just dumb.
Well, again, it's just not our. Even though we're talking. I just read to you. I read four or five colleges where you got players doing it. So,
but that doesn't make it right.
Of course not.
And if you've just fired your coach and you're now looked up to,
isn't that the truth? Jeez.
Then you get three kids arresting you. You're like, man, we'll let them play. You got to draw the line somewhere. I'm glad I'm not that guy. Chances are, everybody, some but people have him picked as number one next year. Sports Illustrated does, I think.
Yeah.
Tyler Wilson will be a top 10 draft pick.
You know, I was surprised by that.
I was surprised. I was stunned.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I know
I would think Barker would go ahead, but
top
10.
Southern Cal. And there's a couple other quarterbacks around the country, too.
Kuiper came out yesterday and I think put him at
13, something like that.
Yeah, and he liked his toughness, so, you know.
No, well, I like his toughness. My gosh, you couldn't ask for more.
I think this season tells the story. I don't know if he is or not.
I could tell you the Monday after the Alabama game.
I was going to say, don't you think the Alabama game is kind of a benchmark?
I do.
Yeah, I do.
I think it has been for a long, long time.
People forget that last year against Vanderbilt, he threw three or four that should have been intercepted.
Yep. He had trouble throwing a deep ball. What do you say, RJ?
I think that top 10, no. Top 20, yes. You know, really all the quarterbacks were taken this year. Everybody got a quarterback. So
there's a few good ones coming back
there'll
next year,
others,
too.
There'll be others.
Everybody needs a quarterback. Yeah. Everybody needs a quarterback.
75% is in the top 10.
75%.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say 45.
Step out there, buddy. I'm at Harry. It comes down to what does he do against Alabama.
And LSU.
Yeah. Chances are the two new teams coming into the conference, chances are Texas A&M will have a better record than Missouri.
Zero.
Wow.
I think A&M is going to in for a big rude
awakening. Well, now, the question last week that I asked was, as an athletic program, who brings more to the table in the SEC, Missouri or A&M?
Overall athletic program, maybe A&M. You know, Missouri's good in basketball.
Because of history?
Yeah, they got good baseball. They have track. They have some other.
Female. Had their women's basketball team won a national title last year.
Good facilities. I haven't been to Missouri. I have no idea. I know A&M seats 90-something thousand there.
What do you say, RJ?
Missouri's got guys coming back on their football team. I say that A&M has a worse record. Put that about 30%.
You remember the kid that everybody wanted as a receiver? I heard
RGB
nothing about him.
We'll see. Yeah. But that quarterback is a good player, Missouri's quarterback. And Pinkel's been there 10 or 12 years now.
Yeah,
a lot of success. He really has.
They've had a lot of 8-4, 7-5 seasons, and they had a couple of seasons like when they beat the Soup out of Arkansas where they were 10-2, something like that.
I think it'll be interesting to see how teams play at A&M. Maybe they're not an easy place to play.
Sure.
I think they've got the tougher environment
but
to play.
But A&M's starting over at quarterback and at coach, and I just don't. And they're also in the tougher division. I think Missouri's got a better deal playing in the East.
They've got new receivers too. They've got a couple freshmen playing this year.
Yeah, I just don't like the idea of starting over in the SEC.
Albert Pujols is batting 195. Derek Jeter's batting 395. Who will have the higher average at the end of the year?
Well, that's a pretty good cushion to start with.
Yeah.
You have to really screw it up.
But it's a long season, you said.
Yeah, it is a long season, but they're already how many games in? 40 or 50?
Yeah.
I like Jeter's chances. 200 points. I'll spot you 200 points.
All right, baseball boy, what do you say?
Jeter by far. I think Albert's really struggling with that contract. You know, he's trying to live up to that $100 million and everything with L.A., and I just don't think he's going to have a good year this year.
Basil?
I go with Jeter, yeah.
All right. Chances are either Matt Kemp or Josh Hamilton will win the Triple Crown this year. And I think Kemp is way out front.
Yeah, but he got hurt last night.
Yesterday. Yeah.
Triple Crown is
just impossible.
Yeah, almost.
RJ, I'd be curious to say that.
Chances are one of them will win the Triple Crown this year, or I'll have another will win the Triple Crown.
He's got a better chance.
The horse has got a better chance.
Yeah, but I don't think he will. I think he gets beat this week.
I would like to see RJ to look it up. Who's been the closest to come to reaching the Triple Crown since?
Well, Pujols got there a couple years ago. I mean, he was really close. And I think he did have three, he has some impressive numbers.
Yeah. But I don't think he was close to 400.
Was that
the year we were there?
I don't know.
Ain't nobody going to be around
that
400.
That's the trick. That 400 deal is just a
whoof. No.
And Josh Hamilton's just a home run hitter who's hot right now.
Oh, boy.
Well, what a start he's had.
Golly.
He's
more than a home run hitter, though. He really is.
Did he break a bat?
Yeah, he broke
his
bat.
And is that the one they're sending?
Send to Cooperstown.
Yeah, it's broke. Okay, the one that he's been hitting the home runs with.
Oh, okay. Because of the four home runs in the game?
And then did you hear what he said? She lived a good life.
Is that what he said? Yeah. I didn't catch that.
Yeah, she lived a good life and she was tired. Finally, Josh Hamilton will hit at least 53 home runs this year.
He's at 18, isn't he?
Yep.
What's the most he's
50,
ever
you say,
done?
Tommy?
You know, 53.
I'd like to make it an odd number.
That is an odd number. You know what? I 40 or 50, 45%. I mean, I think he's got a real shot to do that.
He gets hurt a lot.
I don't care. When he gets on that roll.
Yeah. I think it's going to be, I would say 25% that he hits 53. Just because, I mean, he stays hurt a lot and just don't seem staying through the whole season.
Well, that's amazing when you have a free agent year how you don't get hurt as much.
Yeah, true.
And he is in a free agent year. But they say the Rangers probably don't want him back because of all the baggage that goes with him. And it was put to me this way. They know what he's going to act like every day. On the flip side, I would think that would be a good thing.
He seems like a good guy. I mean,
he just drinks.
He's got some problems.
Yeah, and he's been able to overcome them for a while now.
32 is the most he's ever hit, and that's in 08
I think it's just funny how baseball evens out on those home runs. It's tough to break that 50 barrier.
Sure. Really
in 07, he hit 19, and he's at 18 now.
Yeah.
I did want to – who's y'all's NASCAR driver?
Mine is Kenseth.
Tony Stewart.
Tony Stewart, yeah, you got smoke. What did he do the other night?
I don't know what he means dead. I did see the Gravely vehicle. Did you see the Gravely?
No, how did it Gravely do?
Yeah, I didn't see. I just saw it in the pits. I just saw it a couple of times.
And I meant to bring it into today. They had a big, big full-page ad for the race Saturday, and it had Danica Patrick, Jeff Gordon, Smoke, and
three of the four not even in contention
Lil
at all.
E.
Yeah.
None of them are in really contention. Yeah. And those Bush boys and those other guys got to be going, you bastard.
Well, it's just like Tiger when you report. You listen.
They go,
well, Tiger Woods finished 38th. They don't even talk about the other golfers, you know.
He's 13 shots behind. What's this par putt?
Yes.
I don't want to see it.
And Kuchar played very well yesterday.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of his.
You're not a big fan of anybody.
I'm a big fan. I like Ricky Fowler. I like Matt.
You like Fowler?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like all the young guys.
Yeah, I like.
What about Bubba? Do you like Bubba?
Yeah, because he's nuts and he can do some things that I don't think anybody else on the tour can do. The thing with Na was that's the darndest.
Oh.
I couldn't turn TV off.
Did you see his eyes were so big every shot he took? He looked scared to death to be out there.
He hit so many good shots on Saturday after freezing up.
He'd waggle four or five times and then he'd address the ball and he'd back off. And when he whiffed it.
Yeah.
He whiffed. I thought in golf, if you stayed.
No. He clearly was not trying to hit the ball.
Okay.
Yeah. And that was the intent. Intent is the deal.
I felt bad for Kuchar. Poor guy can't even get people to cheer for him. Kuch!
They just like yelling.
I know. Nobody gets to yell.
And he's got the darndest personality.
I thought it was horrible of the gallery. When Na was screwing up, they were doing na 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 na.
Oh, they were?
Na 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 na.
I had the sound.
Hey, goodbye. And they were saying that is the most classless thing they've seen on tour this year. Because the guy's a pretty neat guy.
Yeah, he seemed like a nice guy.
I heard him talk. He faced up to it.
I'm having trouble with this. I'm sorry. I'm trying.
Sorry. He said that the only one that can relate to it is Sergio.
And Fowler had a chance on the 18th to make it to be within one. He misses that putt.
If he'd have made that putt, I wonder how Kuchar would have reacted on 18.
And I found myself with him just because he's different. He's got funny hair. He's got the orange. Yeah, he's 23 young.
He is, you saw the ad in USA Today the other day.
Yeah.
He's a big cover boy now.
Yeah.
And his line of clothing. Did you see the little kid that was dressed up like him?
Yeah.
Look, just even the hair.
By the way, Holly Saunders, who used to be your Channel 7, I watched a little bit of the Golf Channel. Apparently, she played a round with him this past week. And the week he won, the week before that, she played with whoever won that week. So on the Golf Channel, they were making a big deal out of that. So our own little Holly Saunders.
Our little Holly Saunders. Was she here for a cup
listen,
of coffee?
Listen, she was horrible. She was horrible. Right, RJ, when she was here, she was not very good.
She wasn't very good.
I watched her yesterday. She's become very polished. You watch.
What she does for a living is not the same as reporting real news either. She can goof up till the cows come home.
I will look at Faraday. I mean, again, what a cool
she's
little gig.
She's got Clinton on tonight.
You going to watch it?
No, I don't have the golf putt.
I'll watch it.
What?
You don't?
You
would catch you write that off?
You would be the guy that would be, of all the targets, I would go after.
Well, I'm sorry.
I'm anxious to see if Clinton admits to cheating.
Well, he has already done that.
He takes a lot of mulligans, I understand.
Yeah.
A lot of mulligans. And then I shot, I shot 84. Well,
and Faraday must have got his hair cut for the. No, he didn't, because I've seen clips of the interview, and he still got the long hair, but he got his hair cut.
You don't have
weekend.
The Golf Channel.
We got to get somebody to sponsor.
Why don't you have the Golf Channel? That's not interesting to you at all?
Well, I'm sorry.
I'm just curious.
I would have thought you'd like it.
Oh, I've seen. I've had it.
I want to
know. It would become overnight one of your top five channels.
Oh, it was. And I just got rid of it.
Because they'll show tournaments from 62.
Yeah, I just sit and watch the European tour. Yeah,
I'd be curious to know what your TV package is.
What do you read now?
I want to know what your TV package is.
The absolute minimum.
It's sweeps month this month in May while they're showing all their good stuff. Why Howard Stern's returning to the national team. You know, I could care less. And it was a cover story in the Demoset Friday and USA Today Friday. And I just don't, it's a reality show. It's on the same time, Dancing with the Stars. I just don't care. I don't get it. If you were limited for a month to four channels, what four would they be?
I'd probably watch the major networks, maybe USA or Fox in addition to the three. ESPN. Yeah.
Would you go history?
Yeah. No.
You would go History Channel?
No, I lived all that.
Some great stuff is on.
Yeah. No, I lived it.
Might see yourself.
You lived it.
What do I need to tune in to 1938 for?
The great, at least I thought he was great. The great Richard Allen was once quoted as, I just liked reading him. He was easy reading.
Yeah.
But he was once quoted as saying his favorite channel was the History Channel because no matter what, he could turn that TV on and the Americans would be fighting the Germans and Americans would win every single time. Yeah, back
you knew how that was coming out.